many sufferers of independence fatigue are just plain tired. Tired as in tearful, irritable, run down, egotistical, and despondent. You might wonder why egotistical is in there, and that's because of the blatant disbelief that they can or will receive help from others. They've become so fiercely independent so early on that they doubt another person's ability to help them or take care of them. For instance, are you a person that began working at a really early age, earning money, and taking care of children or siblings? If that is the case, then more than likely you've repeated this pattern over the course of a lifetime where either you still continue to take care of those same people, even though they may be adult and capable of taking care of themselves, or you collect. You collect others and you make projects out of them. Now, that may sound a little bit negative, making projects of other people, but it happens all the time because as people, we're creatures of habit, and so we do that which is most familiar, but then we can become angry when we feel as if people around us are taking advantage, except they're not taking advantage because you have taught them to be in relation to you in that way, where you are constantly the giver and others around you are the needers or takers. Now, if you are a person that suffers from independence fatigue syndrome, you can overcome it, but it's going to take time and a commitment to self, and you're going to have to allow yourself to really dig deep and heal some wounds of the past, but in relationship to the present, be swift and largely solution focused to just stop some of the things that you're doing right now and start over even before you've healed some of your wounds from the past. And that can be difficult for some people, but if you give it a shot, I think you'll find that it can get easier over time because by being solution focused and focusing on what's happening right now in this moment, day by day, moment by moment, you give yourself a reprieve. You give yourself a reprieve from the emotional battery of the past. And you allow yourself the space to grieve the life that you once lived where you had to be everything to you and probably to others too. And you start to find small, simple ways to allow other people to show up for you in whatever ways they're capable at first. By doing this, you'll find that relationships in your life start to turn around and become more reciprocal. Because what you're teaching the people closest to you is that you trust them. You do believe them to be capable. You do believe them to be smart and compassionate and able to make a difference in your life that you can see and feel over the course of time. You know, we often think that we are helping by always coming to the rescue, but you're not. That's not help, always coming to the rescue. What you do by always coming to the rescue for someone is that you teach them that you don't need anything or you don't trust them to be able to deliver. So if you allow yourself to trust other people to show up for you, ask them for what you need and want, and have the expectation that those needs will be met, you can start to feel less tired. And so instead of being tearful, irritable, reactive, egotistical, and despondent. I know I switched up the R, but the R can mean so much. Reactive, rundown, all those things. You can begin the rebuilding phase, the phase where you start restoring that sense of self and you become more than your journey. And your journey becomes more than just a trick. It becomes a new path for you, for new beginnings, for the person that is resilient and full of energy and full of optimism. Independence fatigue robs a person of the ability to feel optimistic, of the ability to look at the bright side, because they begin to feel that life is infinitely tough. But life isn't one-dimensional that way. Life isn't infinitely tough. Life is infinitely life, and it's a new adventure every day. And trials and challenges will present themselves, but you don't have to be defined by those trials and challenges. And you can glean positive experiences from all of those trials and challenges and learn how to love yourself and learn how to take care of that little boy or little girl on the inside that was so worried and so fearful while acting so brave and doing what had to be done in the moment. It takes a lot to acknowledge that side of yourself. And if you're relating to the things that I'm saying at all, I want you to know that it's okay to be tired. It's okay to be tired of being so independent. Autonomy is one thing. That's a great thing. And independence to a certain degree is a great thing. But remember, we are all a connected species, and we need each other. As a collective, we can make a difference in the lives of one another. You know, independence fatigue starts from a single person seeing a need that's presented and attempting to meet that need for self, but also for others, wanting to spare other people of worry, wanting to spare other people of pain, strife, deprivation. That's how independence fatigue starts, because in the beginning, we're all wanting the best outcome and to do what's best. But what seems like it's going to be a moment turns into a lifetime, because even when the crisis is over, the person that suffers from